You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with Layla Mutin because it's our weekly Q&A with Layla. We get together and answer your questions. Questions come to questions@drhoffman.net. And they can be in the form of comments or experiences. Sometimes your experiences with some of the therapies and some of the approaches that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine or in the field of medicine in general are of interest to other listeners, and you're free to share. And we're free to also, in the interest of audience interest and relevance,
yes,
you know, decide whether your question is is worthy.
We can
of
filter it. Okay. We've got a question from Jeffrey. Dr. Hoffman, why does your store no longer carry Future Farm products? What happened to Gina? I understand Future Farm was being acquired. Do you know the story?
So I'm not sure what happened. From what I hear, first of all, they were a pleasure to work with as a sponsors, and they made great products. And I, you know, I'm still taking them but I'm gradually running out of them, because I think they basically ceased operations. And, you know, this happens. I think it's an example of small, nimble, supplement companies have trouble in the marketplace because they get drowned out by bigger companies with bigger marketing budgets. They also are burdened with sometimes regulatory requirements that are expensive. And, you know, it's a tough competitive environment out there. And Gina was a pleasure to work with, a great person, really idealistic about what she did. But I simply don't think that the product is available. I can check on the internet. Have you checked, Layla, to see if Future Farm is available? It's spelled F-U-T-U-R Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And And it's
P-H-A-R-M. Mm-hmm.
Future Farm, I don't know. It says it's still, there is a place where you can get their products online.
Okay.
But yeah, I see it. It's under High Health.
Maybe that's who acquired it.
Yeah, but there's only one product that is being offered. And fortunately, it's the one that I like the most, which is their turmeric in dropper form. So for people who prefer dropper form, it's actually interesting because it's a dropper form, but it's liposomal, which means it's not just like, you know, whatever, pressed turmeric, you know, an alcohol extraction. Like some herbal tinctures, it's actually a liposomal one. And I like that. I liked it to, you know, like if I had some sort of injury or inflammatory problem, I'd just squirt some under my tongue and or add it to a liquid. So yeah, I wanted to give them a shout out. And it says that it's still available, but under a different distributor called High Health.
High Health.
H-I-H-E-A-L-L-H. High Health, like high. Mm-hmm. Just spelled HIHealth.com.
Okay. Jeffrey, there you go. To look for HI Health, HIHealth.com.
Yep.
That will be where you will find out. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of sponsors, why don't we give a nod to one of our sponsors, provide an opportunity for listeners to hear about one of the products that we use and support. So listen up, here goes. Whether you're a nutrition enthusiast or simply an individual looking to improve your well-being, check out this comprehensive new course from the American Nutrition Association, Getting Started with Personalized Nutrition. It's a self-paced one-hour course with video, reference sheets, and more, all with the goal of helping you harness the power of personalized nutrition. You'll learn how to optimize your energy levels, support your mental clarity, improve your GI function, enhance your physical performance, and maintain your metabolic health. The course is regularly $49, but as an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get access to this vital content for just $29. Just go to the ANA.org/Hoffman. That's the ANA.org/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman29 for the exclusive discount. The ANA believes personalized nutrition holds the greatest potential to solve the chronic disease epidemic. Just go to the ANA.org/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman29 for the Harness the Power of Personalized Nutrition course. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They, of course, are what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our questions. What's next, Layla?
Okay, we've got an email from Michael. Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. My MD had me get a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis because of chronic colitis, okay. Inflammatory bowel disease, more diarrhea related.
Okay.
Everything was fine, according to the report. However, it showed a large gallstone in the gallbladder and severe constipation. Now, sometimes the IBS diarrhea alternates with the constipation for a while. Can a gallstone account for the colitis in any way? Also, I don't have any symptoms of gallstones.
Okay. So there's a lot to unpack in that question. So first of all, what happens when you image for a gastrointestinal problem like IBS, you're not likely to see anything. If you have ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, it's more likely that you'll see changes that are discernible in the anatomy. In terms of testing for IBS, sometimes on a colonoscopy, you can see what's called microscopic colitis, which means it's not big enough to be seen on imaging of a CAT scan or an MRI. But when you take a biopsy and you look at it, you actually see a lot of inflammatory cells. And so it suggests that maybe certain types of IBS are like a mild form of colitis, microscopic colitis, without the ulcerations, without the granulomas that form in Crohn's disease. So there is inflammation in IBS sometimes. It sounds like if they're constipated, then it's a subtype of IBS called IBS-D, IBS-C, constipation predominant. IBS-D is diarrhea predominant. And then there's IBS mixed, where, you get cramping and bloating and, diarrhea alternating with constipation. That's the limits of the imaging. So the image picked up, and this often happens in medicine, is what you get is you get an incidental finding. And the incidental finding can sometimes be life-saving. It's like, oh my God, we were looking at your intestine, but we found that you actually have a tumor in your kidney. And we wouldn't have figured that out if not for the fact that we were searching for something else. We found this incidentally, and that could be life-saving. On the other hand, we find a lot of incidental things that are of no consequence. Gallstones, you can happily go to your grave with a small gallstone and you'll be asymptomatic and no problem. And this person is asymptomatic, right?
And he has a large gallstone and doesn't have any symptoms at all.
Right. The only problem is that a large gallstone may predict a higher risk for a gallbladder attack. And then that could be a problem. So, sometimes doctors will do an elective cholecystectomy just on the finding of a large gallstone. I'm not sure that that's such a good idea, but it's on the theory that, if you're 65 and you're in good health, you can have it done and you can recover very quickly. But if you were to have a gallbladder attack when you're 90, it could be your might death be knell. You might not withstand the surgery. Okay. So, I don't know. I think it's up to the doctor to decide, and I might get some second opinions. Now, is there a relationship between bad digestion and a gallbladder problem? Well, in two ways. One, bad digestion is sometimes a sign of not great diet. And both IBS and constipation and gallbladder are sometimes a sign that you're not on a great diet. Okay. But there's a direct relationship because gallstones form when you have poor bile circulation. And often in patients who have digestive disturbances, the bile doesn't circulate properly from the intestine. It doesn't get recirculated. Mm-hmm. And then gallstones form. So, it's not uncommon. Look, you could also say, I had constipation. They found a gallstone. And oh, by the way, I had a coronary CAT scan revealed that I had some coronary calcification. When I checked my hemoglobin A1C, it turned out to be in the pre-diabetic range. And then I had an MRI of the brain, and it starts showing like these white matter lesions that may be predictive of higher risk of dementia. All these degenerative things can go together.
All one body.
Yeah.
Right. It is holistic.
Yes.
For them to all go together. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, all right. Michael, this is very, very interesting. Thank you for emailing us. Okay.
Yeah, but merely the presence of a gallstone, doesn't mean it has to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it could pose some risk, higher risk.
It could pose, Yeah, I think he's hoping that maybe if he did have the gallbladder removed, or at least the stone removed, that it would make a difference in his colitis.
That's not clear. I think that's not really getting at root cause. The gallstone didn't cause the problem. Yeah. The gallstone is maybe a consequence of the problem.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. All right. So moving on here, we've got an email from Anne. Anne says, I have had oral lichen planus for approximately 6 years. And I've been to appointments with the usual physicians and how to possibly treat this. It's annoying. Majority of advice from the medical field has been swishing steroid mouthwashes, a steroid paste. I do a swish with warm salt water. I've recently started using red light therapy in a mouth device, hoping it'll bring some relief. And I know that oral lichen planus turning into cancer is always a possibility, I am told. What advice can you offer? I sparingly consume sugar, dairy, or gluten and consider myself to be a very happy and healthy 78-year-old.
Okay. So oral lichen planus, it's interesting. Not a lot of progress has been made in the treatment of this. And it's like an inflammation that develops, in the mouth or the tongue. You can get lichen planus in other areas, you can get vaginal lichen planus, mucus usually attacks mucous membrane areas, and it's treated with steroids. The problem is that, if you have lichen planus on the surface of your skin, you can apply a steroid and it'll stay there. But if you have lichen planus in your mouth, the steroid is, it's not going to stay because, the saliva and, the motion of your mouth is going to cause it to wash away. So they put it in, paste or ointments, which you can apply. That's not very effective. They've tried things like interferon on that. That's, not really panned out. They're doing some kind of light therapy. That's kind of new, interesting. Is diet related? Tell me.
Well, Anne says, I sparingly consume sugar, dairy, or gluten. And I would really encourage you to get off the gluten and the sugar. I've had a couple of patients, Dr. Hoffman, who do their lichen planus clears up, remits something when they're off of gluten. I mean, really off of gluten.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that could be something.
Because it is an immunological condition. Okay. And
yeah.
And anything that, challenges the immune system, especially where it comes into contact with the tissue in the mouth or the gastrointestinal tract. You know, maybe it's worth a trial of an elimination diet. I would also say that it is sometimes integrative or, you know, biological dentists will sometimes accuse the, you know, fillings that you have in your mouth that have mercury in them.
The silver fillings, sure.
Yeah, that you might have an intolerance to, or other compounds like nickel, you know, different things. Various things can be tested for by biological dentists to see if they trigger an immune response. And then sometimes removal of the culprit filling can alleviate that.
Yeah.
So there's also, you know, some people believe there's a fungal connection. I'm not entirely sure that's correct. But, you know, sometimes a low sugar diet, can be helpful for these types of conditions.
Yeah.
And there definitely is some literature on vitamin D and lichen planus. So I would really, you know, make sure you have adequate vitamin D. In fact, use high doses therapeutically while monitoring your levels so you don't overdose.
Yeah.
I think that would be, you know, a good way to deal with it.
Yeah. Now, Ann is in sunny Florida, but Ann
means
is 78 years old.
Means nothing.
Exactly. Yep. She still needs to take vitamin D orally because there's not enough 7-dehydrocholesterol under the skin to react with the UVB rays to make the beneficial cholesterol and the vitamin D and so forth.
There was a study of seniors in Arizona, which is a really sunny place, and it was found that they had a very high incidence of vitamin D deficiency. So part of it is that, you know, it's so hot, you stay inside in the air conditioning. And also older skin is less able to convert UVB into, you know, trigger the process by which vitamin D is synthesized in the skin. So that is, you know, still a risk factor. And I would check that. I would check that.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you for your email. All right. Let's see here. Ah, Kathy writes, I recently listened to a podcast which Dr. Hoffman mentioned the new supplement he was going to start selling. It is Revive for skin, hair, nails, and joints.
Right.
But I'm not finding it in his store.
Okay.
Is there, how do I get it?
Yeah. So let's explain, you know, how this works is, you know, we talk about certain things, and many of the things we talk about are available in my full script store, which, you can give the info on. What's the website?
Yes. Yeah. It's, you want to go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's Dr. Hoffman's full script dispensary. drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements that Dr. Hoffman prescribes and takes himself.
Yeah. And so, literally, you know, when I reel off things like I talk about pycnogenol, natokinase, and things like that, you know, you can go to FullScript and you can look them up there, and you can find, you know, many different brands, you know, really high quality brands. And that's a good place to find stuff because, you know, they're going to be, it's more reliable. There's no danger of counterfeit brands. There's a very fast turnover. They have great delivery, customer service. It's all good. But there are some supplements, and among them are some of our sponsors who don't participate with FullScript. And they want you to go directly to them to source their supplements.
Yeah.
And, you know, this could be, you know, just for reasons of convenience on their part or business decision on their part that they won't they'll keep the supplements right where they manufacture the supplements, and they won't send them to FullScript, where FullScript will act as a middleman. So the product in question is, it's new among our sponsors, and I was excited to include them in our roster of sponsors because it's a collagen product. And collagen is one of those things that's been on my radar screen for a while. And I used to be a big believer in, you know, glucosamine chondroitin for joints, right? You know, and that was like all the rage in the 90s and the early 2000s, you know, with joint support. And for me, it's very important as I age, you know, I'm an athlete. I want to preserve my joints. And I think a lot of other people are very interested in that. And, you know, knee pain is so ubiquitous among older people that we want to keep our joints well nourished and, you know,
and supple. Our,
and supple, yeah. And mm-hmm. fluid and mm-hmm. Flexible. So collagen. Collagen is the ingredient that makes up our connective tissue. And so the question is whether taking oral collagen goes to where it needs to go to, you know, all the structures uh-huh. of the body, you know, the hair, the skin, the eyes are, you know, collagen. It's all collagen. The tendons, the synovial membranes, the discs in our spine, it's all collagen. And collagen, when it deteriorates, causes wrinkles to occur in the face. So the question mm-hmm. is, when you take oral collagen, will it get to where it needs to go? And more the science is actually supporting that notion. We found a really good maker of collagen, and they make it's a powder form that you can add to, mm-hmm. you know, you can sprinkle it on your, you know, on your yogurt or on your, you know, on your dessert. But you can also put it into mm-hmm. a shake. The way I use it, I put it into a shake. It's called Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. And then the question is, what type of collagen is the best? Well, Revive combines 5 different types of collagen along with hyaluronic acid. And we know that hyaluronic acid is what they inject into knees, you know, when they give mm-hmm. that injection therapy that is supposed to forestall knee replacement surgery. They'll say, well, give it a shot. We'll inject some hyaluronic. Well, the oral hyaluronic acid has the potential to be absorbed. And I'm very excited to have them as sponsors and to turn people onto this product and to use it myself. And I just today I received some mm-hmm. samples of it. I'm going to start throwing it in my shake. So I have a number. You can go to mybrightcore.com/Hoffman, mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Or call 888-592-9909. And there's a buy one, get one free offer, a BOGO offer.
Oh, so, fantastic.
And you get a collagen sheet mask.
Oh.
As a free gift.
Gotta look into that. Great.
Okay.
That sounds like a great deal.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm going to do an interview with them and find out more about mm-hmm. the science behind this. Because I have some questions, because I'm not the world's authority on collagen, but I want to learn about it. And then we'll see, you know, but thanks for your interest and thanks for the opportunity to get the word.
Kathy's looking forward to that.
Yep.
Because it's a product she says she can't wait to try.
Yep.
All right.
And so it's 888-592-9909.
Mm-hmm. Great. All right. Let's see here. Oh, Susie emails us. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm 59, and I've taken a recent couple of blood tests.
But by the way, I just parenthetically, excuse me, that question sounded like a plant, didn't it?
Huh.
It sounded like we made that one up, you know, to tee off this new product.
And we didn't.
I couldn't have done a better job of making, you know, of right? No, that was that just happened to be fortuitous. That was just a question that came up.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's true. It's true. You know, Kathy does say, I'm not really sure which podcast I was listening to when I heard him speak about it. So please excuse my lack of clues to pass on to you.
Oh, hey.
There we go.
No.
Thank you, Kathy.
I'm on it. Thank you, Kathy.
Fantastic. You're going to hear more soon. All right. Susie writes, I'm 59. I've taken a couple of recent blood tests, one a SpectraCell, and they mm-hmm. suggest I'm low or borderline in vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
And after doing some reading, some research, I'm more confused than ever about how much I should try to get. My Foreign Multi contains it, and I know it's fat soluble, but I'm also seeing a lot about vitamin A toxicity. I have osteoporosis to complicate matters, mm-hmm. and now I'm seeing that vitamin A works in tandem with vitamin E and K2 and magnesium. What do I do without making things worse? What a great question. Making sure to get enough vitamin A. I want to tell Susie to eat butter.
Right. Okay.
And egg yolks.
So SpectraCell, but I don't even think SpectraCell is available in New York State. It may not be licensed in New York State. New York State is particularly stringent about licensing tests of a nutritional character. But they, I believe what she's referring to is the SpectraCell micronutrient panel that measures 31 vitamins, minerals, amino and fatty acids, antioxidants, and metabolites. And I think there is value to that. I haven't used it that much. Well, I can't, you know, just by virtue of being in New York State, I don't think I can access that test. And, you know, there's some good tests I wish I could access, but New York is New York.
But it's true.
One of the problems with vitamin and mineral testing is that there are, it's hard to establish ranges because you can actually establish a range where somebody's in absolute deficiency, you know? But then the question is, do you want to be just barely sufficient or do you want to be optimal? And then the question becomes, what's optimal? And I think that's the controversy over tests like the SpectraCell test is I think we have a fair agreement about what constitutes an outright deficiency.
Yeah.
So when it comes to vitamin D, for example, I think 20 or less than 20 is a deficiency. I think it's nanograms per milliliter. But do you want to be 21? Does that mean you're good? And so an example of vitamin D is, and we have a lot of experience with vitamin D, and there's a lot of research on vitamin D and optimal levels. And so you're in trouble if you're below 20.
Yeah.
If you're 30, you may be insufficient. If you have a medical condition where you have a lot of inflammation or maybe you have cancer, maybe an autoimmune condition like multiple sclerosis, there's evidence that higher levels are therapeutic in these conditions. You may want to push to higher levels like 70, 80. That's way above deficiency. So there's deficiency, there's insufficiency, there's optimal, and then there's a therapeutic level. So that's where it gets tricky. And, you know, I would have to see that test result and interpret it, because if it says it's low, it may mean it's less than optimal. And it may mean that you can just take a little more, you know, green leafy vegetables and get some more vitamin A that way. Or alternatively, take a low dose retinol, which is the you know, active form of vitamin A.
That's the active, not just simply beta carotene, which is the precursor.
Yeah. So what about toxicity? Well, it turns out that I believe that one of the forms of, you know, toxicity of high dose vitamin A is osteoporosis.
Ah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Toxicity is also very hard on the liver, very damaging to the liver as well.
Yeah. So vitamin A, I think, has lost its luster as a supplement because most people who have reasonable diets have adequate vitamin A. I think there are people who have conditions where they have difficulty with fat-soluble nutrients. Or they're taking medication that interferes with the absorption of fat-soluble nutrients. And they can have a true vitamin A deficiency. Or if they're eating an abysmal diet, they can have a vitamin A deficiency. But
the remember cod liver oil? I think there's
vitamin A in cod liver oil.
Yeah, there's more and more people I'm finding that are taking or are returning to cod liver oil.
Yep.
And I remember, you know, back in the beginning of practice, back in the day, cod liver oil didn't have such high vitamin A levels, maybe a few decades ago. Mm-hmm. But more recently, the vitamin A was higher and we started to maybe churn away from cod liver oil for that reason.
Yep.
But now it's come back. It's apparently coming back into vogue, and this whole worldwide movement into veganism is also very concerning because they're not going to have much vitamin A at all. You could eat as many carrots as you want, but it's not good.
It turns out that some people have good conversion of the pre vitamin A, to vitamin A, and they can do fine with a vegan diet, and other people do not. It turns out that liver is a very good form, a good source of vitamin A.
Yes.
And in fact, I mean, this is a little like a factoid. I don't know. My head is full of these irrelevant factoids. I can't remember.
They're not irrelevant.
I can't remember the name of the movie star in the show that I just watched, but I know these things. Okay, so Arctic explorers went to Antarctica, and then, you know, they ran out of food. And so they shot a polar bear. And their native guide said, well, you know, you can eat the polar bear, but take it easy on the liver. And these guys were starving. They said, oh, the liver is the best part. It's the most nutritious part. And they ate the liver of the polar bear. And they got vitamin A toxicosis. They got toxic high levels of vitamin A from it. Now, the reason that polar bears have extraordinarily high levels of vitamin A in their livers is because vitamin A is important for black and white vision. The rods and cones of the eyes are vitamin A dependent. And that's why vitamin A deficiency, one of the symptoms of that is poor night vision. But, you know, up in the Arctic, it's, you know, you got basically it's white. It's white or it's black, you know, and it's black, much of the time of the year because, there's no sun, literally. This is midnight sun, but also, you know, the sun never rises after November. Only reappears in February. So anyway, this little factoid about vitamin A. So don't eat polar bear liver for your vitamin A. That's take home list. I don't know. This is news you can use.
Right, right. Susie, you may benefit if you're low in vitamin A from some liver, chicken livers, calves liver, a little pate, something like that. Something you might enjoy.
But I wouldn't worry about it because, I mean, I think one of the downsides of these tests is that they get people all kind of anxious and worried about minor fluctuations in some of the nutrients and maybe prompt them to go overboard on supplementation.
Yeah.
And some of the companies actually, you know, they pair the tests with supplement sales. So that's how they monetize additionally. I don't know if SpectraCell does that, but when that happens, you know, always be a little concerned that they're trying to use the test to promote the sale of a supplement.
And vitamin A is a fat soluble vitamin, so your body sticks around. Hang on to it for longer, which is a good thing.
Yep. But it can be, it can increase the risk of toxicity, you know, because it accumulates like, you know, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. So you'd want to watch. Okay.
We have time for one additional question, if you have one. I don't know if you have one.
Yeah, we do actually. This comes from Kat. Hello. Okay. I was wondering if you would know of a good hormone functional medicine doctor in Los Angeles.
Okay. I am from Los Angeles. I'm from Santa Monica originally, and it is a hotbed of integrative medicine. My West Coast colleague, who I recently was in touch with, he's still in practice, is Dr. Alan Green. And sometimes his nickname is Buddy Green, not to be confused with a singer, Buddy Green. Dr. Green has a practice in, I think, Santa Monica or West LA on Wilshire Boulevard when I last checked. And, you know, he's still in practice and he's very savvy and knowledgeable integrative physician. He really knows hormones. So he's a good go-to guy.
Paul, there you go.
I mean, if you're looking for integrative physicians, you know, you can go to ACAM.org. You can go to IFM.org, the Institute for Functional Medicine. You can go to AAEM.org, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine.
Okay. All right. So, Kat, thank you for that. And just a reminder to all of you, the place to email your questions is questions@drhoffman.net. That's questions@drhoffman.net.
Okay. Until next week, thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate your questions as always, and we'll be back with more of our weekly Q&A with Layla next week. So have a great week. Listen to our other podcasts, subscribe to our newsletter. Just a preview of something that we're talking about this week. You just reviewed our newsletter. What did you write about?
I wrote about the washing of produce may not be enough.
Mm-hmm.
That there is some evidence that the pesticides, herbicides are actually going through the skin of an apple, for example, to the pulp.
Okay.
So even peeling the apple may not be enough. And what do we do?
And I wrote about cancer testing and, some of the some of the deficiencies of our current ways of screening for cancer, but also some of the new prospects. That's in light of a recent podcast that I did on the subject of cancer testing with Dr. Gary Goldberg. And that was very interesting because they've got a new test, the Galleri test by a company called Grail. And it promises to be a blood test for not just one or another cancer, but all cancers.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some caveats, and I talk about those in the podcast and in the newsletter. And then coming up the next week, and this is something I'm working on right now, is in the wake of a great interview I did on the paleo diet, we'll talk about the truth about the paleo diet, because paleo diet may be in the eye of the beholder. What did primitive man really eat? A lot of controversy about that, and I tackled that in a recent podcast, and I will do a book review about that book, On the Origins of Being.
Looking forward to
that. Yep. It's called On the Origins of Being.
On the Origins of Being. Looking forward. Okay. All right. Thanks, Dr. Hoffman, and thank you, everybody. We do appreciate your questions, your comments, your experiences.
And we'll be back next week. Thanks, Layla.
Thank you.
This is Intelligent Medicine. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news, and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mudin, registered dietitian nutritionist. I maintain a private practice and see patients regularly. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone and telehealth consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.